In this example, the child was 50 months old at the time of assessment. You will notice that in item 36 and continuing on to item 47, the child was able to successfully complete all of the tasks as outlined by the instrument. During the administration of the assessment, it is important to note a minus score and track that in relation to the next four items. The ceiling score is determined when the subject scores three minuses out of a span of five consecutive items. In this example, number 48 was scored with a minus, so pay close attention to what will happen between item number 48 and item number 52. If there are two or more minuses for a total of three within those five items, then the ceiling score can be determined.